Marina Lobado. I am from a coastal community at the end of a peninsula in Salcedo, Eastern Samar, Philippines. For my whole life, I have been used to typhoons. Fleeing and evacuating because of climatic disasters have not been new to me. Because of stronger typhoons and sea level rise, our community is at risk of getting washed out. I lost friends, relatives, our house, our livelihood, our possessions because of Super Typhoon Haiyan. We are being deprived of our basic human rights, including our right to a safe environment. First world countries should seriously cut down their emission at 1.5 degrees Celsius by 2030 and increase funding for loss and damage.
Soy Ivonne Llanes y vivo en el Ecuador. Debido al cambio climático, los glaciares de los Andes ecuatorianos están desapareciendo y con ello millones de personas corren el riesgo de no tener agua dulce en el futuro. Pido a los gobiernos del mundo que reconozcan la existencia de la deuda ecológica que tienen los países industrializados del norte con los pueblos y los países del sur.
My name is Roland Gam. I live in Johannesburg, South Africa. Climate change is already real here. We have lost about 100,000 animals in Angola, Namibia, and South Africa. And we have about 2 million people affected by drought in southern Madagascar, 1 million people in South Africa already who have stopped farming because it is too dry to farm. What I really want is for world leaders to start respecting their commitments, stop investing in coal mines, and also invest more money in the Global South for adaptation and mitigation.
My name is Marie Juanita Melzebury, and I come from the beautiful country of Vanuatu in the Pacific Islands. The people and communities of Blue Pacific are living in a climate emergency, a crisis that sadly is ignored by many countries, including those nearest to our islands. The Pacific is leading the charge using our Pacific culture, tradition, and wisdom of ecological and social stewardship to bring us through the current global climate catastrophe. We are committed to a climate-stable Pacific future that is unified, intersectional, and intergenerational. We, the civil society of the Pacific Islands, demand climate justice and action now. The Pacific demands fossil fuels are fossils, and you need to keep them in the ground to save the Pacific. No new coal, oil, or gas projects, and an immediate end to all fossil fuel subsidies everywhere.
Hi, I'm Norma from Italy, and I'm a human rights activist with Amnesty International Youth Group of the University of Bologna. Italy is on the borderline of a climatic hotspot, and for decades we've been experiencing the rising of extreme weather phenomena all over our territory. In summer in Sicily, we have seen scorching heat waves, and we also recorded the highest temperature ever recorded in Europe. In October, we also saw the damages left by the Medicine Apollo, where also three people lost their lives. We demand to our policymakers in Italy and all around the world to create mitigation and adaptation plans in line with the recommendations of the scientific community. We urge to stop funding any project related to fossil fuels, and we demand green finance and green economic procedures inclusive, especially in support of developing countries. Climate justice is social justice. We all deserve a resilient future with no one left behind. Thank you.
Good day, my name is Madeline. As you all know, August 2020, a wildfire happened in North Lebanon, and this forced a lot of people, our people, to get out their home because it was totally burned. Imagine that climate change will increase the temperature more and more, and this will negatively affect the agricultural sector in Lebanon, which is one of the greatest economic resources of all Lebanese. Imagine that climate change will lead to more deaths and more illness.
My name is Margaret Taylor, and I live in beautiful Aotearoa, New Zealand. It's part of the Pacific. Yet my Pacifica whānau family, my Pacifica neighbours, their islands, their homes, are sinking under the ocean waves due to climate change. And that change is none of their making. It's why I'm calling on world leaders to follow the leadership of Pacifica leaders and Pacifica youth activists who have been brave, resolute, and resilient. Please, be ambitious in the goals you set. Please, be generous in the climate finance you offer. Please, phase out fossil fuels fast. 1.5 degrees gives the Pacific a fighting chance. That's what you need to deliver.